Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, as we know, the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is facing pressure following the resignation of his deputy Angela Rayner and then the sacking of the UK ambassador to the United States, Peter Mandelson. And this comes as the Labour Party heads to Liverpool for its conference this weekend. And all eyes are on the Mayor of Greater Manchester, Andy Burnham, who is the bookie's favourite to replace Keir Starmer, despite the fact that he's not an MP. Now, Andy Burnham gave an interview to the Daily Telegraph. It's published today. He said he doesn't rule out running again for the leadership. We know he'd had two failed bids in the past. He said that number 10 has created a climate of fear amongst some MPs. Let's hear more about all of this now with Kevin Maguire, who's a Daily Mirror columnist. Kevin, you're very welcome to the programme. So is Andy Burnham on the march?
Yes, it's an undeclared or just about undeclared leadership attempt to replace Keir Starmer. It's undermining Keir Starmer, who is quite unpopular now with a lot of his MPs and some cabinet ministers who talk about they can't carry on the way they are at the moment, with the Prime Minister appearing not to be in control, the victim of events. And the unlikely challenger is somebody who, under the Labour rulebook, couldn't be the party leader and Prime Minister, because as you rightly point out, he isn't an MP, so he would need to be selected as a candidate. He would need to be approved by the party machine, which Starmer currently controls. He would need to win a by-election or an election, not easy with Labour standing at the moment, and there'd be a tough challenge from Reform. And then he would require a leadership ballot within Westminster, which means 20% of MPs would have to say they want him, name him, 80 of them, and then he would have to win. It's a curious, difficult position for Labour, but no, Andy Burnham is clearly setting himself up as the rival to Keir Starmer.
Kevin, the other thing they could do is change the rules around all of that and make it easier for him to challenge.
You're quite right, which would entail a vote at the party conference. It would be too late to table a rule change now for this party conference next week in Liverpool. So it would have to be the conference a year later. And it's very undermining. For Starmer. But of course, Burnham is not just saying, oh, it's a change of personnel. He's saying it's got to be a change of culture and outlook. And he's reinvented himself as a radical alternative. Mm-hmm. He's known as the King of the North, the King over the water. But it's very difficult to see how he could become the leader to become the Prime Minister.
Well, he's very impressive, isn't he, in his media performances? And in doing these interviews, he's pointed out what he sees as the problems in Labour very well at a time when we know that a lot of Labour Party members and parliamentarians are disgruntled. But he did go for it twice before and didn't succeed. So how is he viewed within the party?
Yeah, he crashed and burned on both occasions. I covered them and saw him up close, and he could never quite decide who he was. He failed some fundamental tests both times. Perhaps he has. There's a resurrection. There's a new Andy Burnham. So part of the party see him as somebody who is developed, has blossomed, flourished. He's the Greater Manchester Mayor. He's a great communicator. And we're in an era where personalities are vital in politics. It's not just policies. But then others see him as a flip-flopper, somebody unreliable. What does he really stand for? And if you're Greater Manchester Mayor, you can make...
Ooh, the line, Kevin, is yeah. Sorry, Kevin. I'm not sure you can hear me, but the line has been dodgy the whole way through. But we were happy enough to suffer it. But I think it might have disappeared on us. Is it gone? Yeah. All right. Listen, we'll leave it there. That was Kevin Maguire, who was telling us about the possibility that Andy Burnham might challenge for the leadership of the Labour Party conference. As it stands, he's just doing some events on the fringes of the conference. So unless something changes majorly over the course of the weekend, although British politics has been so unpredictable for so long, who knows what might happen over the course of the next couple of days. We will take a break back after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.